Former UConn men's basketball coach Kevin Ollie has been charged by the NCAA with multiple violations, including unethical conduct. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the findings could validate the school's dismissal of Ollie. Ollie was fired in March for cause. Before he was let go, the school self-reported the violations to the NCAA, ones they believe Ollie is responsible for. The alleged violations include shooting baskets with a recruit during an unofficial visit and connecting a prospect by phone with UConn legends Ray Allen and Rudy Gay. The school has sent out a statement that says, quote, "While the allegations are a disappointment for the university, our student athletes and coaches, and certainly all of UConn Nation, we believe strongly that we have made difficult yet appropriate decisions intended to protect the accountability, integrity, and success of our athletic program now and well into the future." Neil Ostrow covers the team for the Journal Inquirer. He believes UConn is trying to show the NCAA that they've done the right thing and that it's Ollie who's in the wrong.
"We had a problem in this administration. We fired the coach, and therefore we shouldn't be further punished for whatever infractions took place. Now, the NCAA doesn't necessarily have to agree with that, but the fact that UConn has cooperated and the investigation went forward with UConn and the NCAA working together, it's fairly likely that the NCAA is going to take it a little bit easy on UConn."
The university would benefit in proving the firing was for cause because it means the $10 million left on his contract shouldn't be paid out. Attorney Jacques Parenteau represents Ollie. He says they're not surprised that the NCAA took UConn's side. He says Ollie will have a hearing in front of the NCAA Committee on Infractions, but not until spring.
"These are just allegations that have been made. They're not proof of anything. Kevin has not had an opportunity to defend himself."
Ollie and his attorney Parenteau also don't believe he should have been fired for cause, so an arbitrator will hear that case. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.